Thunder Bay. Dougal Media reached out to school board trustee candidates in the public and Catholic board races and are publishing the answers to a series of questions posed to them. Not all candidates responded with answers to the questions posed. 1. Why did you decide to run for school board trustee? I am running for the position of trustee because I am a strong believer in education and an advocate for public education. It is through education that our students become caring, intelligent adults. That is the greatest gift we can give our students. 2. What is the biggest challenge schools in our community currently face? How do you propose to address it? One of the most important challenges we have is that our students need to be at pre-pandemic levels academically. They need to have resources to assist them to ensure that they are at grade level in their subjects. Many students have experienced emotional and mental stress due to the pandemic. These need to be addressed and help given to those students who require it. 3. What is the single greatest impact you plan to make for students? I would like to ensure that all students spend their school day in a safe, healthy, and happy environment. That is how students learn best. 4. How can school boards support equity, diversity, inclusion, and human rights initiatives? Schools can and must accept all students of diverse backgrounds. They must foster a climate that is welcoming to all. Staff should have supports and training to assist them. The community should be involved as well. Students should have tutors and mentors to help them reach their full potential. 5. Do you feel the budget process adequately reflects the needs of the classroom? The Ministry of Education decides how much funding each school board receives. It is up to the trustees to decide how and where the money is best spent through the budget process. 6. As schools transition from COVID-19, what do you think needs to be done to address the effects of the pandemic on mental health and well-being, student engagement and learning recovery? The pandemic has hurt many of our students, emotionally, mentally and academically. Many students have become disengaged from the school environment. More staff and teachers need to be hired to assess those students showing these symptoms. Assistance needs to be given in the areas where it is required. However, all this is costly and the Ministry of Ed determines how much funding is allocated. Usually it is not enough. 7. Knowing and acknowledging that many Indigenous students already face significant gaps in learning outcomes and achievement, what would you propose to do to mitigate learning loss specific to the unique challenges and needs faced by many Indigenous students across many Indigenous communities in the province, particularly those in remote areas? Lakehead Board has many Indigenous students from remote communities in their schools. For the students to achieve, they must feel welcome and secure in their new environment. The entire community must be involved to make them feel welcome. Support workers, hopefully Indigenous, should be in each secondary school to assist them. Using the Indigenous ways of learning would be helpful. 8. Can you comment on what schools need to support students with special needs? Autism is the most underfunded of all of special ed, funding. It should be a priority of the government to provide supports for these students at a very early GE, and where it is most meaningful. 9. What are your views on the role of technology in teaching and learning? Technology is here to stay. It is another tool to help students learn and make learning more meaningful. It is also an issue of equity. Not all students have access to computers and the internet.